Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, April 22nd, 2024. I'm Sarah Lane. The Washington Post reports that Meta is decreasing the visibility of politics focus posts and accounts on both Facebook and Instagram. The Post sources say layoffs at Meta have broken up the team tasked with coordinating with politicians and campaigns, with an advertising sales team now responsible for many of those previous responsibilities. The Post compared March 2020 to March 2024 and found that both the Biden and Trump campaigns saw 60% declines in their average engagement per Facebook post and double-digit declines on Instagram. But digital analytics firm eMarketer estimates that political ad spending on social media is expected to almost double from $324 million in 2020 to $605 million this year. Facebook is still by far the world's largest social network. As for news orgs, the Post found that the 25 most cited news organizations in the United States lost 75% of their total user engagement on Facebook and 55% of interactions on Instagram between the first quarter of 2022 and the first quarter of 2024. Swedish gaming company Embracer Group announced it will split into three separate companies as soon as the next 12 months, with all three new companies independently publicly listed on Nasdaq Stockholm. The three companies are currently being referred to as Asmodee Group, Coffee Stain & Friends, and Middle Earth Enterprises & Friends, with all three potentially given new names in the future. Embracer says separating into three entities will enable each to focus on its core strategies and grow in its own way. The 9003 fully owned or controlled IP across Embracer will go toward each relevant new entity. Asmodee Group will focus on tabletop games, Coffee Stain will cover indie to AA games for PC, console, and mobile, and Middle Earth will focus on AAA gaming for PC and console, such as the Lord of the Rings and Tomb Raider franchises. Tesla has lowered the price of its full self-driving, or SFD, software to U.S. Tesla owners to $8,000. That's down from a previous price of $12,000. In Canada, the feature now costs $11,000 Canadian dollars, down from $16,000. Tesla also eliminated enhanced autopilot as an option. It previously cost $6,000. For owners who have it, the cost to upgrade to FSD is now $2,000, down from $6,000. Tesla also cut its FSD subscription service in half to $99 per month earlier this month. Dating app Tinder announced an upcoming feature Monday called Share My Date, letting users share a link with details including their match's name, their meeting location, the date, and the time, with an optional notes field for more info. Links can be sent up to 30 days prior to the day of the date and can be revisited and updated. Links are also viewable for every recipient, even non-Tinder users, who will then see a limited version of the profile in question. But those with a Tinder account can view the match's full profile. Tinder says the Share My Date link expires after a certain period to discourage people from sharing them on social media. Authors from the Stanford Internet Observatory report that a federally authorized clearinghouse for child sexual abuse material, or CSAM, called Cyber Tipline, is going to struggle with AI. Cyber Tipline handles tens of millions of CSAM reports each year and forwards them to law enforcement agencies when applicable. Only 5 to 8% of those reports ever lead to arrests due to lack of funding and resources, legal constraints, and glitches in the reporting and investigation processes. With AI image generators capable of generating CSAM content, the authors warn the current system could become unworkable, further burying actual CSAM content. Alex Stamos, a Stanford University cybersecurity expert who co-wrote the report, says, "There's lots of investment that could go into just improving the current system before you do anything that is privacy invasive, like passing laws that push online platforms to scan for CSAM or requiring backdoors for law enforcement in encrypted messaging apps." Stamos is the former director of the Stanford Internet Observatory and held chief security jobs at both Facebook and Yahoo. According to a European Commission filing, Apple quietly acquired French AI startup Data Collab back in December. Data Collab specializes in algorithm compression and embedded AI systems, which further points to rumblings of Apple embedding more AI into its devices and in upcoming iOS 18. Data Collab has developed low-power, high-efficiency deep learning algorithms that function without relying on cloud-based systems. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman recently reported that Apple's LLM will run entirely on device. Back in December, cybersecurity researcher Nick Roy discovered a misconfigured cloud server on a North Korean IP address containing thousands of animation files, animation cells, videos, and project notes that appear to be workflows for generating TV shows. These findings were detailed in a report by the Stimson Center think tank's North Korea-focused 38 North Project, which, in partnership with Google-owned security firm Mandiant, points to how skilled IT and tech workers within North Korea can evade sanctions and raise money for the North Korean regime, possibly behind fronts of Chinese companies. Some of the projects included work from season 3 of the Amazon show Invincible, which is produced by Skybound Entertainment, which is based in California. The company says, quote, "We do not work with North Korean companies or Chinese companies on Invincible or any affiliated entities and have no knowledge of any North Korean or Chinese companies working on Invincible." The company added it's working with authorities to investigate. And finally, on Monday, Meta announced in a blog post that its VR OS, now called Horizon OS, will work on devices beyond Meta's own Quest headsets with third-party partners including Asus, Lenovo, and Microsoft. The platform will now be called Meta Horizon. Asus is making a performance-based VR gaming headset as part of its Republic of Gamers brand. Lenovo previously made the Oculus Rift S PC-connected headset with Meta, and Meta says Lenovo's future headsets will focus on productivity, learning, and entertainment. An Xbox-branded MetaQuest is also coming as a limited edition. App Lab, which is currently a semi-hidden part of the Quest App Store, will be more visible going forward, and Meta is also promising an open mixed reality framework for better collaboration overall. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening. Talk to you next time.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.